When asked today how long the coalition military effort in Libya would go on, a top French official said, a while yet. And Muammar Gaddafi has made the same prediction. His son, Saif, the London-educated Western favorite until just recently, told Christiane Amanpour on ABC that the U.S. is on the wrong side of history, that Libyan government supporters were only moving on the opposition stronghold of Benghazi to liberate Libyans. Libyans, he said, were being held by the opposition and suffering.
Believe me, they are living a nightmare. A nightmare, really. A nightmare. They have no freedom, nothing under the rule of the armed militia. So we urge the Americans either to go there themselves and help our people there, or let the Libyan people help their brothers in Benghazi. But believe me, one day you wake up and you find out that you were supporting the wrong people. It's like the WMD in Iraq. Right. It's another story.
Joining us now, the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Marcus. Jonathan, from all reports, it sounds as if the Gaddafi family is perhaps deluded in saying that people are being held by the opposition. But the Gaddafis definitely seem dug in.
Well, hi, Robin. It doesn't look as though Saif Gaddafi learnt very much from his government classes at the London School of Economics. I think it's clear that despite a call for a second ceasefire last night, military action has continued. We have that from sources on the ground saying that fighting is continuing. But crucially, a British military briefing earlier in the day here in London did say that fighting was certainly continuing in and around Misrata. It had calmed to the south of Benghazi. I think the air attacks there seem to have had that effect. But the military spokesman said that there was absolutely no evidence of any change in stance of the Libyan military, and therefore the activities of the coalition forces would continue as well.
Well, the AP is reporting a quote from an opposition fighter saying that the balance has changed in his battle with government troops since the international intervention, as you said, attacks over the weekend that pretty much took out Libyan air defenses and stalled the troops. But he says the pro-Gaddafi forces are still strong. So is there a sense that there's been a shift in the balance of power here?
Well, it's early days yet. I mean, clearly the Libyan government can't use its air force. If it comes up, it will be shot down. I'm pretty sure of that. You can see the sorts of things that have been hit from the air, mobile surface-to-air missile systems, heavy self-propelled guns, tanks, multiple launch rocket systems, and so on. We're going to see more of those sorts of strikes over the coming days. Now, the crucial thing for Colonel Gaddafi to decide is how much of the better part of his military machine does he want to see reduced to twisted metal in the desert? So we just don't know. Will he try and call a genuine halt at some time? Might he simply withdraw and be content on holding Tripoli and the western part of the country? We just don't know. But also one shouldn't, I think, overestimate the military capabilities of the rebel forces. You know, they're not well equipped. Many of them are just the militia, local people who've taken up arms. And I don't think they would necessarily have much offensive capability on their side. So, you know, one option at least is some kind of stalemate with the Libyan government unable to advance eastwards because of the patrolling coalition forces enforcing the no-fly zone, and equally the rebel forces unable to do very much westwards, certainly not able to advance on Tripoli.
Well, but that is the question that Obama administration officials were asked all day yesterday on the talk shows. What's the goal here? Is the goal to take out Gaddafi or to just give the opposition a little bit of help? You know, the UN resolution that was set up allows for the no-fly zone, but also all necessary measures to prevent attacks on civilians. So does civilians mean the opposition? Does that in effect say anything Gaddafi does to attack opposition troops is seen as an attack on civilians?
Well, there's a fundamental confusion, I think, in all of this. I mean, it's clear that the military rationale is relatively simple. This is a resolution that calls for the protection of civilians. Now, once you go beyond that, how do you interpret it? There's been something of a debate in Britain over the last 24 hours. Does that include targeting Colonel Gaddafi himself, effectively as the head of the Libyan military, the forces that are attacking these civilian centres? So there is confusion, I think, and I think it goes to the very heart of the problem. You have governments acting on the basis of a UN resolution, but equally governments, the British, the French, the Americans, have all made it clear that their fundamental desire is to see the back of Colonel Gaddafi. There are very different positions between different members of the coalition. If you look at the Arab countries who are in the coalition, on the margins of it, albeit, but they're in it, what would their views be? So, you know, it's a very complicated diplomatic picture. And, you know, the military side is relatively simple. What is in doubt, I think, is the political and diplomatic endgame, and that's why all of these questions that you raise are being asked so early in this conflict.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, you've got Russia's Prime Minister Putin saying this morning that this all reminds him of the Crusades. He's being very critical of the Allied actions in Libya. And the Arab League, which originally supported the UN resolution, is now a little shaky about what they see as an expansion of military action. So this will continue to unfold. Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for the BBC. Thanks so much.
Robin, thank you very much.